beautiful songs. Beautiful, beautiful songs. I always, you know, think that every single song, when we pay attention to the lyrics, it's just like a little sermon, and it's just like a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. For this I'm thankful. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 10 through 15, the Bible says the following. Hebrews 13, verses 10 through 15, the Bible says this. We have a sacrifice, and those priests who serve in the holy tent cannot eat from the sacrifice we have. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place and offers that blood for sins. But the bodies of those animals are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the city. He died to make his people holy with his own blood. Verse 13. So we should guard Jesus outside the camp and accept the same shame that he had. Here on earth, we don't have a city that lasts forever, but we are waiting for the city that we will have in the future. So through Jesus, we should never stop offering our sacrifice to God. The sacrifice is our praise, coming from lips that speak his name. In this lesson, brethren, we will note a few things for which to be thankful. Our objective in this lesson is that each of us would consider how we need to be thankful in our lives. My aim is to reinforce the necessity of thankfulness. The author of this passage in Hebrews encourages us to cling to Jesus. He is the sacrifice for our sins today, and we are to go to him. You know, earthly citizenship isn't our priority, but heavenly. So by him, we offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Now, what is that sacrifice? Well, it is the fruit of our lips. And what is the content? Making confession or giving thanks to his name. The Bible says in Colossians 3:15 the following. Colossians 3:15, Paul writes, let the peace that Christ gives control your thinking. It is for peace that you were chosen to be together in one body, and always be thankful. Also, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he wrote, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus. Whatever happens, whoever is president, whatever happens in the pandemic, always be thankful. You know, we know that it doesn't matter who is president. What matters is Christ still the King. And that is what matters in reality. We always need to be thankful. Being thankful helps us to recognize our limitations, fragility, inabilities, and dependence upon others. In that regard, being thankful causes us not to be prideful. So, first of all, this afternoon, I am thankful for the creation. Yes, consider the purpose of the creation for man's need. Genesis 1:26, the Bible says this. Genesis 1:26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 29 says, God said, I am giving you all the grain-bearing plants and all the fruit trees. These trees make fruit with seeds in it. these grain and fruit will be your food. So having that in mind, in the creation, God has provided the raw materials for food and water, clothing, shelter, oxygen, and other items of interest in our daily lives. Moreover, it is also in the creation that the basis for employment is found. In Genesis 2:15, the Bible says, "And Jehovah God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." We're thankful for the resources that we need to build. Everything that we have comes from the creation. Moreover, brethren, we have, for example, the sun, the moon, the stars, sources of beauty, but also navigation and timekeeping. I still remember when I was in high school, when I was freshman in high school, and I would just go to the rooftop of the house in Laredo, Texas, where Brother Paul and his family used to go there. I still remember that, but I remember going to the roof and just looking at the stars at night. You know, I always wanted to be like a spaceman, an astronaut, and it just amazed me, you know, the stars and the universe. But the Bible says that we have all of these for our benefit. Genesis 1, 14 through 18, the Bible says the following. It says, "Then God said, let there be lights in the sky. These lights will separate the days from the nights. They will be used for signs to show when special meetings begin and to show the days and years." Verse 15. "They will be in the sky to shine light on the earth." And it happened. So God made the two large lights. He made the larger light to rule during the day and the smaller light to rule during the night. He also made the stars. God put these lights in the sky to shine on the earth. He put them in the sky to rule over the day and over the night. They separated the light from the darkness, and God saw that this was good. I'm so thankful to God that He put us on a planet where He has provided for us. Secondly, I am thankful for the Bible. Of course, the Word of God. God's revelation through the Holy Spirit. You know, when we consider that God chose to reveal His mind to us, imagine this, God chose to reveal His mind to us, what a blessing is that. You know, we could not know God's thought without Him revealing them to us. That would be impossible, but He chose to do that. Let's read 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 11, it says, "But as the scripture says, no one has ever seen, no one has ever heard, no one has ever imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has shown us these things through the Spirit. The Spirit knows all things. The Spirit even knows the deep secrets of God. It is like this. No one knows the thoughts that another person has. Only the person's spirit that lives inside knows those thoughts. It is the same with God. No one knows God's thoughts except God's Spirit." Oh, what a blessing it is that God chose to reveal His mind to us through the Bible, and we're so thankful for it. Also, the faithful man whom God inspired to write His Word. You know, if we think about it, 40 different writers over a period of 2,000 years. That's an amazing thing. 2 Peter 1:21 says, "No prophecy ever came from what some person wanted to say, but people were led by the Holy Spirit and spoke words from God." They were led by the Spirit. Moses, David, Peter, Paul did not give up. And I am so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for today's printed word. You know, we are so fortunate and blessed to have the printed word today. Not too many years ago, it was quite scary for anyone to have a book in their house. When Gutenberg set up his printing press, it changed our lives forever. We are now able to read, study, and learn from the apostles, from the prophets directly. You know, the majority of the people in the world have not had this privilege, this honor. Jesus promised that he would preserve his word. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24:35? He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." So even in our day and age, like in today's world, I am in constant communication with the preachers in Cuba, for example. And some of them don't even have the Bible. And it is scary. They don't have enough. And sometimes the government doesn't permit for us to, you know, bring Bibles to them and other stuff. So we need to be very thankful for the Bible and the ability that we have in our society to have this. Also, I am thankful for family and friends. Of course, family is a wonderful thing. Wives, husbands, children. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22, "If you find a wife, you have found something good. She shows that the Lord is happy with you." What a blessing this is. Brother, you know, just it's this month what our brother Paul mentioned, 50th anniversary of her brother Dwayne. That's amazing. I mean, that is a great example to us all, and that is just a blessing. Husbands, the Bible talks about this. Titus 2:3-4, it says, "Also, teach the older women to live the way those who serve the Lord should live. They should not go around saying bad things about others or being in the habits of drinking too much. They should teach what is good." Verse 4. "By doing this, they will teach the younger women to love their husband and children." So the Bible talks about the family being very important. Listen to what it says about children. In Psalms 127:4-5. Psalms 127:4-5, it says, "A young man's sons are like the arrows in a soldier's hand. The man who fills his quiver with sons will be very blessed. He will never be defeated when he opposes his enemies at the city gates." So children are a blessing, a true blessing in our lives. Parents are a blessing too. Ephesians 6:2, it says, "You must respect your father and mother. This is the first command that has a promise with it." So we are thankful for family as well. How thankful we are for grandparents, uncles, aunts, nephews, nieces, cousins, etc. It is a blessing to us all. Of course, for friends as well. The Bible talks about friends. Listen to what it says in 3 John 1:14. 3 John 1:14, the Bible says, "The friends salute thee. Salute the friends by name." So the Bible talks about having friends, and what a blessing are they in our lives. Proverbs 17:17, the Bible says, "A friend loves you all the time." And also Proverbs 27:6 says, "You can trust what your friend says even when it hurts." So we are thankful when we have friends that tells us the truth. The truth hurts, yes, but it's good for us. And you can tell which one is your friend when they tell you the truth, you know. And we're so thankful for those friends in our lives. Also, in Proverbs 27:17, the Bible says, "As one piece of iron sharpens another, so friends keep each other sharp." So God bless those friends in our lives. Also, I'm so thankful for the church. the church of Christ, God's wisdom in creating her. In Ephesians 3, 10 and 11, the Bible says, Ephesians 3, 10 and 11, His purpose was that all the rulers and powers in the heavenly places will now know the many different ways He shows His wisdom. They will know this because of the church. This agrees with the plan God had since the beginning of time. He did what He planned, and He did it through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So it was a plan of God that we have the church, and what a blessing it is in our lives. Now, when we consider the autonomy of each congregation, the plurality of local leadership, consider the cooperation of the congregation, all of these aspects show God's wisdom in the design and organization of the church. And not only that, but we are thankful also for her members. In Romans 12, 4 and 5, listen what it says. Romans 12, 4 and 5, it says, each one of us has one body, and that body has many parts, it says. These parts don't all do the same thing. In the same way, we are many people, but in Christ, we are all one body. We are the parts of that body, and each part belongs to all the others. So what a blessing it is that we all are different, but we have one purpose, to encourage each other and to grow in Christ. Also, the salvation that is in the church. The Bible says in Galatians 3:27, the following. Galatians 3:27, it says, you were all baptized into Christ, and so you were all clothed with Christ. This shows that you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So to be in Christ is to be in His body, the church. The church is the body of Christ. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 says, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, God put everything under Christ's power and made Him head over everything for the church. The church is Christ's body. It is filled with Him. He makes everything complete in every way. So to be in Christ is to have salvation as well. Romans 8, 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. So salvation is in the church, the body of Christ. And lastly, for this I'm thankful. I am thankful for Jesus Christ, for His love. John 15, 13, the scripture that we just read in the last lesson, greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And then in Romans 5, 6 through 8, the Bible says, this is one of my favorite passages, Romans 5, 6 through 8, Christ died for us when we were unable to help ourselves. We were living against God, but at just the right time, Christ died for us. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else, even if it is for a good person. Someone might be willing to die for an especially good person, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And by this, God showed how much He loves us. So we are so thankful for Jesus. For this, I'm thankful. For His love for us. But you know what? Another thing that I'm thankful about Jesus is His teachings. For His teachings. Listen to what it says in John 8, 31 and 32. John 8, 31 and 32 says, Jesus therefore said to the Jews that had believed in Him, if ye abide in My word, then are ye truly My disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen to that. I'm so thankful for the teachings of Jesus. Also, I'm thankful for his example. In 1 Peter 2:21, it says, "For this is what you were chosen to do. Christ gave you an example to follow. He suffered for you, so you should do the same as he did." He gave us his example. He gave us his teaching, his love, but something else, his leadership. In Ephesians 5:23, the Bible says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body." Colossians 1:18, it says, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." And lastly, brethren, I'm so thankful for Jesus, for his sacrifice. John 10:17, the Bible says, "The Father loves me because I give my life, and I give my life so that I can get it back again." And the scripture that we read on the last lesson, 1 John 3:16, this is how we know what real love is. Jesus gave his life for us. And for that, brethren, I'm so thankful. In 1922, Paul Dunbar wrote, "Thou hast, with ever watchful eye, looked down on us with holy care, and from thy storehouse in the sky, has scattered plenty everywhere. Then lift we up our songs of praise to thee, O Father, good and kind. To thee we consecrate our days, be thine the temple of each mind. With incense sweet our thanks ascend, before thy works our powers fall. Though we should strive years without end, we could not thank deed for them all." In conclusion, for this I'm thankful. The creation, the Bible, family and friends, the church, and Jesus Christ. So I hope that this message, we can start this week, this first day of the week, with the right attitude, being thankful for everything we have. And like I said, I'm so blessed that me and my family, having you all, our family, spiritual family, and we consider you all our friends as well. We are familia y amigos, and we thank you for that so much. Thank you for this awesome weekend. We've enjoyed it so much. And thank you for the spiritual blessing of your love and joy. And thank you for the physical food. Delicious. And I always say that one of the really good things about many things about having children is that, you know, you take a plate and then you go again and you pretend that it's for your kid, but in reality it's for you. And it's, you know, it's a good way to cover that, you know, because it's really, really delicious. Thank you for everything. Please keep praying for us and the work that we're doing in Odessa, Texas. And we love you so, so much. This is the lesson this afternoon. I hope it has been a blessing to you as it was for me as well. Let us stand up and sing the invitation song.